right, this is a story we've talked about before. Grand Canyon University was fined $37.7 million for not telling the truth about how they were educating students and what it was going to cost them. They've been fighting this for a very long time. In a recent hearing on Capitol Hill, the education secretary was asked by a Democrat, Rosa DeLauro, why are they working on shutting down GCU? She called it a predatory for-profit school. The education secretary openly embraced their enforcement methods. I'm reading this from a news story, declaring, "We are cracking down not only to shut them down, but to send a message to not prey on students." Now, Grand Canyon University is a very popular university here in the Valley. Everyone I've ever talked to that has gone to or does attend Grand Canyon University is happy with their education. So to respond to these charges and to now what it appears to be the efforts to shut them down is the president of Grand Canyon University, Brian Mueller. Welcome back to the show.
Good. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
I was really concerned when I read this. It sounds to me as if the Department of Education is more than fining you. It sounds like they want to shut you down. Have you known about this, or is this the first you've heard about this?
Well, number one, they can't do it. Our program participation agreement to participate in higher ed and Title IV funding has just been renewed, and they renewed it. And so, number one, they can't do that. And so that was a misstatement. Why he made that statement, I don't know, except that we think that it was not scripted and he went off script, and he was in front of a congressional hearing. He was talking to his Democratic friends, and he's just started pounding his chest about this $37 million fine. Now, keep in mind that they're only allegations. Nothing has been proven, and we vehemently deny it. And what they're saying applies to less than 5% of our students. It has to do with our doctoral students and the time and cost to complete a doctoral degree, which we are leaders in terms of transparency with regards to that. In fact, just recently, the federal VA asked the local VA here in Arizona to look into those same documents, that same communication. And now for a third time, a separate group has looked at the identical materials and said there are zero findings here. There are no problems here. Just like the Higher Learning Commission said, their communication with regards to their doctoral program cost and time are thorough and robust. And there are two court cases that said the same thing. And so the important thing here is number one, they can't do it. Our program participation agreement has just been renewed. And number two, this is a small group of people in Washington, D.C., whose feelings and accusations are not corroborated by anybody. We have 26 regulatory bodies that oversee what we do, and we're in the highest standing with every single one of them, including accrediting bodies for our individual programs, the state of Arizona, et cetera, et cetera. So this is an ideological group of people. It's a small group, and they don't like the fact that the largest university, private university in the country now, is a Christian university. It has more reach into the culture than any probably university in the country, and soon it will be the largest university in the country. And we teach from a Christian worldview perspective, and that is something that ideologically they are opposed to. And so they're using this route of they lied to students, which, number one, it's not corroborated by anybody, and number two, it hasn't been proven. There's an appeal process that's in place right now, but now what we know is that appeal process is a sham, because the people that are hearing the appeal report to the person that just made those comments yesterday. And so this thing has really gotten murky now.
So when you look at the totality of this, because here in the Valley, Grand Canyon University has an impeccable reputation. What you have done to revitalize the neighborhood in which you exist, and I've watched this happen since the very beginning, it is an amazing revitalization of that neighborhood. The growth on that campus, the growth in online enrollment, the addition of names like Jerry Colangelo, what you've done with your sports programs has shown nothing in Arizona but really good things. But are you concerned about the reputation that Reed headlines outside of the Valley with your online enrollment? Is there any pushback? Are you getting negative feedback from people because they're concerned because the Department of Education is saying these things?
You know, you would think so, and we keep watching for that, but there's no sign of that. If you go and read the comments that follow the article, and I was very disappointed with the article. Fox News was really, really disappointing. Not Fox News, but that particular journalist, very disappointing in how he presented that stuff. But the answer is no. We've had 14,000 high school seniors from across the country visit this campus this year, which is an all-time record. And we've got the next 30 days, we have thousands more visiting. The appetite for what we do has never been higher than it is right now. And if you read the comments below the article, 95% of them see it for exactly what it is, which is the weaponization of a federal agency in order to proliferate an ideology that we stand directly opposed to. And the interesting about Arizona is, you know, we have tried to be very politically neutral in everything that we do. We're educators. We're a university. We've got support in Arizona on the Republican side. We've got it on the Democrat side. And so anybody that's been here and that has looked at us and evaluated us has come away with the same talking points you just iterated. The interesting thing about the Department of Education is they refuse to come. I've invited them at our expense, and not only the department. I've invited Elizabeth Warren and Dick Durbin and others who have made disparaging comments to come at our expense and talk to anybody that they want to, spend time on the campus, talk. They absolutely refuse to do that because they know what they're going to see, and what they're going to see doesn't fit their narrative.
You said that the appeals process is a sham because they're reporting back to the person making the accusations. So if you go through and when you go through the appeals process and it's exhausted, if you don't get relief, what are your options? Do you have to pay the $37.7 million or do you fight it somewhere else?
Oh, we will. We're very much hoping and have a reason to believe that the Supreme Court will hear this. We've hired Paul Clement, who's argued over 100 times in front of the Supreme Court for conservative causes. He was the person who had the Hobby Lobby case. He's also the person who had the case with the high school football coach who was praying after games. He won both those cases. So he's been hired. He's on our team. He looked at this thing and he said he absolutely wanted to be part of this team and he wanted to be involved in what's going on here. And so there is a tremendous amount of support everywhere. Almost everywhere I go now, including to Spokane 2 weekends ago when we were in the NCAA tournament, I get stopped by perfect strangers saying, don't give in to these people. We see it for exactly what it is. It's if we were a small little college with 2,000 students on it, and we didn't have the depth and reach into the culture that we do, this wouldn't be going on. This is all a political agenda driven by some ideologues in Washington, D.C.
Well, I want to thank you again for coming on. I hope you'll come back and we continue as this goes through the process to talk more about it. But congratulations to all the success. And let's talk about that first NCAA victory. What a great thing to see GCU win its first game in that tournament. And hopefully it's not the end of the road. They continue to grow in that aspect. And your other program, baseball team's playing amazing right now. I've had the coach on from the women's rugby team. You're doing great things there athletically, too.
Oh, things are we've got 26,000 students on this campus. They're pouring into this neighborhood every day. Go down to St. Paul's, St. Vincent de Paul Homeless Shelter on Monday morning. You'll see almost half the volunteers are going to be GCU students. And that's replicated 100 times throughout this community every week. And you're right. Our athletic programs are just, they're on fire. I mean, we just had 2 nights ago, Arizona was here to play our baseball team. We won. Arizona State was here to play our softball team. We won that game. Our tennis team. I mean, it's just now things are going well. They couldn't be going better. Students absolutely love this place. Parents especially love this place. And they're not going to whether he intended to make those comments in order to disparage us or whether they just came out at a period of time where he was feeling some level of bravado because he had his I'm not sure what it was, but to this point, it's had absolutely zero impact. And I mean, now that what he said is serious, and so we will be we're considering right now what the ramification issue should be. But to this point, it's had no impact on what's going on here.
Well, I look forward to our next conversation, and thanks for doing this today.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much.
All right, that is Brian Mueller. He is the president of Grand Canyon University. The accusations in the Department of Education saying they are going to shut them down. Mr. Mueller saying they can't do it, and that this is more just more talk.